your sleeve or the hand on your place. Go out and make them real. Mm-hmm. The trees don't be as big as me and you could get our arm around. Mm-hmm. The bigger the tree was, the better you liked it. Mm-hmm. Well, you saw them real, you saw them trees down, and you saw them cut so, mm-hmm. this tall. Mm-hmm. And you may get 100 reels out of them cut. Well, then you made your father and them days of slave time, maybe would get out of rail a month or 6 weeks or 2 months, mm-hmm. to get enough to build his pass around his farm. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's the only way he got a pass through in them mm-hmm. days, you call it. You see what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? But he had to have them. But he had the timber that he couldn't do nothing else with, no nothing to do, no market for. He had the timber for that, mm-hmm. you know, for that coal and that place. The more timber he had on them, his place, 1,000 acres of land, a 2-3 section, the more he was worth. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, it was mm-hmm. all for fencing in them days. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the kind of wire fence nowadays that you can catch your clothes on? It has little...
Barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Talking about this barbed wire she's talking about, what you catch your clothes on.
You can put your clothes on barbed
wire. Catch your clothes on it.
Uh-huh.
Catch your clothes on, just like you get into the barbed wire. Catch your clothes,
them little barbs on it. Yeah, that you don't have to have the, what you call them now, what you call clothespin. Uh-huh. If you go hang it on barbed wire, you don't have to have clothespin.
Uh-huh.
Them barbs on the barbed wire hold your clothes.
Uh-huh.
Well, in other words, what you got that barb for though, you can use it for that. But you got that barb for to protect your cabin. Uh-huh.